Your daily Devo for October 30th, 2021, titled The Perspective of Enemies, written by David Drury, read by Matthew Teagie. God is a witness between you and me. Genesis chapter 31, verse 50. The Notre Dame football team had soundly beaten the USC team 51-0. The losing USC coach walked into a locker room full of dejected and despairing players hanging their heads. He stood up in the middle of them and said, "Let's put this into perspective, team. There are a billion Chinese people who don't even know this game was played." A different perspective can change the way we see things. Genesis 31 is a very different story, depending on whose perspective you view it from. From Laban's perspective, Jacob was the deceiving, suspiciously successful son-in-law who not only snuck away in the night with his daughters and grandchildren, but also stole some of his prized possessions. From Jacob's perspective, Laban was the demanding, exacting, and betraying father-in-law he could never please, who had tricked him into marrying his oldest daughter, changed his wages several times, and chased him across the desert to hunt him down, kill him, and take his daughters back. That is why it is so important to reconcile with even our enemies. These painful relationships seem to us like simple hero and villain stories where one party is clearly right and the other one is clearly wrong. But even Jacob and Laban, enemies at the start of the story, reconciled with each other and made things right. Have you? Today's action step: see things from God's perspective and make broken relationships right.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.